Welcome to Lake Travis ISD Matters. I am Marco Alvarado, the Executive Director of Communications and Community Relations for the Lake Travis Independent School District located in Austin, Texas, and I have the pleasure of serving as host of this podcast. The purpose of our podcast is to take a deeper dive into matters that are important to our school community. Because if it's one thing we can all agree on, Lake Travis ISD matters. Welcome to another episode of Lake Travis ISD Matters, the official and award-winning podcast of the Lake Travis Independent School District. It's spring, and that means star testing across Texas school districts. We hear that there are new things coming on the horizon as it pertains to star, some changes. But before we get to that, let me introduce today's special guest. She is Kathy Burbank. She is the district's Director of Accountability. Kathy, welcome to the program.
I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to talk about star.
So Kathy, congratulations on completing 16 years at Lake Travis ISD. Tell our audience just in a nutshell, just your general duties as it pertains to your position, not just now, but when you started with us back in 2007.
Well, Marco, I think I started just a few months before you joined Lake Travis, and I actually asked to be the district testing coordinator. I was going to be working with the data as it came back after assessments, but I wanted to work with the data before we took the state assessments. So I actually asked to be in this position.
Kathy, let's talk about STAR. First and foremost, it is not a district assessment, correct?
That is correct. It actually, in 1980, I believe, with TABS, which is the Texas Assessment of Basic Skills, was the first time that we had state assessment in Texas. So it's been around for a while. We've gone through several different versions. The biggest question I get is, what does the word STAR stand for? Because there's two A's in that word. It's the State of Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness. And so what we're doing is we're assessing the kids on the TEKS, which are the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, or the standards that are part of our state curriculum. And so it's our yearly assessment on those TEKS.
So who takes this STAR test?
So it starts in grades 3 all the way through grades 12, depending on high school, when you're taking a certain end of course test. So for grades 3 through 8, everyone takes a math and a reading language arts test. And in certain grades, 5th grade and 8th grade, they also take a science test. Our 8th graders also have a social studies test. But when you get to high school, it depends on certain end of course. There's 5 end of course exams. There's Algebra 1, English 1, English 2, Biology, and U.S. History. So they take the exam not in a certain grade, but when they're taking that course.
Thank you for the definition on what it is, who takes it. Now, tell us the difference, though. We talked earlier when we started about there's some differences here with the STAR coming up very soon. One of them is there used to be one testing window, correct? And now it's over a series or a course of several days. Can you highlight that? I know there's a lot of just grade levels and subjects, but if you can just give us a ballpark overview, that would be great.
So the reason for the change is that we've moved from paper to online testing. And so we have testing windows. And so the state has actually given us some flexibility on the dates that we can select. And so we do have specific dates that we've selected for our initial testing. We do have makeups available. So it does also give us a longer window for those makeups because we know there's illnesses and other reasons why students would be missing an assessment. Those will be posted and sent out. A lot of campuses have already shared that with their families. This testing starts the week of April 18th. We can't start on a Monday for the window. That's part of legislation. And then we'll do reading language arts that first week in grades 3 through 8. And then the next week will be another round of testing. The third week is another round of testing. So we've got about 4 weeks, I think, that we're testing one subject a week. We've kind of spread it out, except for high school. High school, because we have AP testing coming up, they'll be testing the majority of their courses in the week of April 24th.
We appreciate you sharing that. Again, parents that are listening to this podcast, as Kathy mentioned, our principals have already started sharing this information in various formats through newsletters, website postings, and we will also be sharing that at the district level as we get closer to the start of testing. Kathy, what do you tell a parent who says, boy, there's a lot going on in April and even into May with end of the year activities and other assessments and just so many things going on? What do you tell a parent to put them at ease? during the STAR testing windows?
Well, hopefully the parents have been looking at your wonderful calendar that we produce, because we try to block out those windows. But if our students have been doing what they're doing in the classrooms, STAR is just another blip in their education. It should not be a stressed, pressure-filled assessment. This is just showing a mastery of what you've learned throughout this grade level. We want you to be able to be successful in the next grade, so we need to know where you're at. We really spend a lot of time with the data and looking at it in planning for future curriculum and how we're going to plan lessons in the future, but it shouldn't be a pressure-filled day for the students. They have a good breakfast. They have a good night's sleep. Middle school and high school kids, if you come with your devices charged, that helps us, but I think if we not put so much pressure on ourselves, the kids will do well because they know this material. They know this stuff.
Sure, that's great advice. And again, as you mentioned, our teachers and school administrators have been preparing for this pretty much the entire school year. But now let's get, if we can, for a moment about the specifics with the redesign. What can you tell us? Just some quick highlights with this particular assessment here in April.
The reason for the redesign is because our 86th legislature in 2019 actually passed House Bill 3906. And so they didn't want so much of the STAR test to be a multiple choice test. They wanted it to be a little bit more robust. And so they asked TEA, Texas Education Agency, to redesign the test, come up with some new item types, and get some more authentic assessments where the students are actually writing about information that they've read about, not just a thought that they want them to write about. It changes where we can select multi-select questions and have more than one answer to a question. And so it's really a more robust assessment, and it really opens up the door for some really data-rich feedback on, do the students really understand this concept or not? We have moved from writing being only in grades 4 and 7 to there's a writing component. We call it the extended response in every grade level. So that is new. Every grade will be having a writing component. You can find more information on the internet, and we'll have those postings for you, and some information we'll send you on where you could actually go as a parent and do a practice test and see those new design items and see what your child's going to experience at their grade level and in their subject area.
That's great that parents have an opportunity to really take a peek at what our students will be taking here shortly. So let's talk a little bit about those resources for parents. Texas Education Agency has a bunch of information on their website. We will have information too, obviously in the form of this podcast, but other specific resources that we'll have available on our websites. Tell us where parents can get more information.
So on our district website, if you go to families, and then there's a link called STAR information. We also have a friendly URL where you could go to www.ltisdschools.org/STAR and go right to that page. And then TEA has a website that's Texas Assessment, and the Texas is all spelled out, .gov. And there, when you click on students and families, there's abundance of information. And that's where you actually go to get to the practice assessment. And then on the redesign, TEA has videos, and they provided a lot of information for parents about that redesign. There's also YouTube videos where they've shared the different pieces of what this type of item type would look like. So there's abundance of resources that we have that's available to parents.
Kathy, tell us about the importance of the STAR test. Obviously, a lot of work and prep goes into these tests, getting kids ready to be successful. But tell us why, again, it's so important to take the STAR test.
Well, STAR is designed to help us measure what your student knows at that grade level. And our goal is to make sure that you've received everything, your child has received everything that they need to be academically successful. And when we get the data back, which is what the crucial part for schools are, is to look at that data, it helps us inform how we can make changes to our curriculum. We can look at resources maybe that we need to invest in to really make sure that students are successful. The state assessment is actually a requirement from our Texas Education Code. It's also a federal requirement. We take that requirement and make the lemonade out of it. So we basically wanted to get the best we can out. So participation is huge in knowing really where we can focus on your child and what your child needs for state assessment and that data. It's just a one piece of data. We look at that. We look at other data that throughout the school year that your child participates in, MAP testing in our elementary and middle school grades. We look at interim assessments where the students have actually practiced a STAR test with our interim assessments this year, and they took them twice. But we use this data piece to actually decide how we need to address your child's growth and their weaknesses.
Okay, so lastly, Kathy, tell us about when parents can expect to see results from this spring assessment.
We get different labels, and so a lot of people don't understand those labels. So when they come in, your student will be approaches grade level, they'll be at meets grade level, or master's grade level, and those are all passing. So when that label comes across, approaches does mean passing. And since this year is having the redesign, and there's all the changes to the assessment, parents won't be actually getting results until August 11th for end of course, and August 16th. For grades 3-8. Parents will be able to access the reports through Skyward Family Access. So when you go to the text assessment link, you'll see your student's personal access code ID, which is PAC ID, and there's a link there that will take you straight to the Texas Assessment Results website, and you'll be linked directly to your child's performance. You'll be able to see the questions that your students took on the test, their answers, and then their scores. I'm excited about a lot of the changes they're having with the STAR test. It's going to be a little bit more rigorous, but I think we'll have better understanding of what the students have actually learned.
Kathy Burbank, thank you so much for taking the time to explain all the intricacies of the STAR. We did talk about the redesign of the STAR in particular. We talked a little bit about all the resources available to parents. So parents, take a deep breath, rest assured. We've got you covered. We've got a number of things that all, as I mentioned, already have been shared and will continue to be shared. And so again, Kathy Burbank, thank you so much. Accountability guru extraordinaire for your time. And we look forward to the next episode of Lake Travis ISD Matters. Lake Travis ISD will host its first ever job fair on Saturday, April 22nd. The event will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lake Travis High School. District staff will be available to assist you with the application process, and applicants may be interviewed and recommended for hire on site. Register for the LT job fair today. We are Lake Travis ISD. One community, one purpose, all heart. Thank you for listening to Lake Travis ISD Matters, the official podcast of the Lake Travis Independent School District. Learn more about our great district. Visit our website at ltisdschools.org.